Today is a very holy day. We are celebrating Vasant Panchami, the appearance of Srimati Vishnupriya Devi, Sri Saraswati Puja, the disappearance day of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, the appearance day of Srila Pundarik Vidyanidhi, the appearance day of Srila Raghunandan Thakur, and the appearance of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. This day is blessed with so many auspicious benedictions that it would take many days just to begin to describe what we are supposed to describe in this day. This afternoon, during the Sunday lecture, with the permission of the Vaishnavas, I would like to describe the life of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. This morning, with your blessings, I would like to speak briefly from a portion of a drop from the ocean of the transcendental life and qualities of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. How to describe such a personality? Even the great author Sri Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami considers himself unable and practically speechless to explain the glories of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. He was born in a village of the name Sri Krishnapur. His father's name was Govardhan Majumdar, who was the younger brother of Hiranya Majumdar. They were landholders and tax collectors and had such fabulous wealth, it was compared to that of Indra, the king of heaven. Srila Prabhupada describes the family of Raghunath Das compared to today's standards. They would be multi-millionaires, practically billionaires. And of the two brothers, Hiranya and Govardhan, there was only one son who was the heir to everything, and that was Raghunath Das. His father and uncle were Vaishnavas. They were very sincere devotees of the Lord. They were disciples of the great Yadunandan Thakur. Yadunandan Thakur was initiated by Srila Advaitacharya and was an intimate student of the great and most compassionate soul, Srila Vasudev Dutt. A dear friend of Yadunandan Acharya, who also lived in that area, was Balaram Acharya. These were two very, very pure and devoted servants of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yadunandan Acharya and Balaram Acharya had great affection for Raghunath Das. He was an ocean of transcendental qualities. anyone who met Raghunath Das, their hearts became completely satisfied. He had so much natural bhakti. When you love someone, you naturally want to give them the best possible thing that you can. So Balaramacharya took Raghunath Das to meet Srila Haridas Thakur, who was at that time living not so far away, along with Balaram and Yadunandan. Raghunath Das would regularly meet with Srila Haridas Thakur, who was so simple. Sometimes Haridas would live in a cave, sometimes under a tree, but he was always immersed in very strict observance of renunciation, constantly chanting the holy names of Krishna. In fact, Haridas Thakur would not eat or sleep or take even water before he would complete the chanting of 300,000 names of Krishna every day, over 190 rounds of the chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
He would preach by his words and by his living example how to perfect one's life by constantly chanting the holy names in the spirit of Lord Chaitanya's most important teaching. Trinarapi suniche na tarorapi sihishvana amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Because Haridas Thakur was genuinely more humble than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, he offered all respect to others but never expected any respect for himself. Therefore, he could chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra constantly, day and night. Raghunath Das, although a small child, was so much influenced by the example of Haridas Thakur and so much affected by the teachings of his gurus. He had no attachment or affection for any of the materialistic things of this world. And this was posing to be a big problem for his parents because they wanted him to take over everything. So they married Raghunath Das to a beautiful, beautiful, chaste young woman who was endowed with all good qualities. And they gradually were arranging for him to, training him to take over everything. They gave him such beautiful home, so much wealth, so much prestige. But Raghunath Das was not concerned. In fact, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas in Katwa, afterward he decided to go to Vrindavan. He was in ecstasy, dancing and chanting through the forests and the towns and the villages in great expectation to reach Brajbhumi. But Nityananda Prabhu, knowing how much pain the separation was within the hearts of the devotees he had left behind in Navadvip and Shantipur, meditating on the condition of Sachi Devi and others like Advaita and Srivas, Nityananda Prabhu tricked Lord Chaitanya by giving him different information by which he came to Shantipur by way of the Ganga. There in Shantipur, Lord Chaitanya met his mother, who saw him for the first time with shaved head and the robes of a sannyasi. Raghunath Das came to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for the first time on that occasion. of the six Goswamis, Raghunath Das Goswami was the first to meet with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, personally. He stayed there for 10 days with Raghunath, with Lord Chaitanya. Then Lord Chaitanya, on his mother's instruction, decided to go to Puri instead of Vrindavan to worship Lord Jagannath. When Raghunath Das went home, he no longer had any interest in any of the things of the world. He simply wanted to go to Jagannath Puri to meet with Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That was his constant meditation. So it became a daily affair that Raghunath Das would run away from home, and his parents would find him in a distant place through many guards and servants, and they would forcibly bring him back home. And as soon as the opportunity came again, he would somehow escape. But again he was caught. Raghunath Das Goswami, he would not even enter into the interior compound of his house, but rather he would sleep in the courtyard called the Durga Mandapa, which is in the exterior of the housing complex of wealthy people in that time. Anyways, so many endeavors were made. One day, Lord Chaitanya, on his next attempt, his next trip to Vrindavan, he came to Shantipur again. Raghunath Das again was given, he was given permission by his father to see him, but surrounded by many guards. There Raghunath Das prostrated his body and offered his life at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and told Lord Chaitanya his very deep desire to be relieved of the entanglements and the bondage of his household entanglements and serve him 100%. Lord Chaitanya instructed Raghunath in a very wonderful way. He said, you should not be a Markata Vairagi. You should not be a monkey renunciate. Monkeys appear to be very renounced. They live in trees, they do not wear clothes, they only eat what grows in the trees. However, they always have so many thoughts about how to enjoy with female monkeys whenever the opportunity comes. He said, you should pretend in an external way to be completely attached to pounds, shillings, and pence, Prabhupada translates. You should perform your duties as a first-class business manager. But in your heart, you should always be meditating on Krishna. And very soon, Krishna will show his mercy to you. So Raghunath Das went home, and he appeared to his parents to be completely settled in his materialistic life. Once, his parents almost got in big, big trouble because they were collecting taxes from people, and they were collecting 2 million gold coins per month. Now, they were supposed to give 1,500,000 to the government, and they were supposed to keep 500,000 for themselves. But what happened is there was a Turkish chowdhury who was an assistant
tax collector. And he checked the records and found that they were only giving 1,200,000 gold coins. That means there was a 300,000 gold coined balance which was unaccounted. So he was very much envious of them anyway. So this tax collector, along with some soldiers, they came to arrest Hiranya and Govardhan Majumdar. But by their good intelligence, they were not home. Only Raghunath Das was home. They arrested Raghunath Das and put him in prison. The Turkish Chaudhary, is that how it is pronounced? Chaudhary. Hare Krishna. Every day he would try to torture Raghunath Das. He wanted to beat him to tell him to get information. Where is your father and uncle? Tell me, where are they? But every time he would go to beat him, just by seeing his beauty and his gentleness and his compassionate nature, his heart was melted and he could not beat him. So Raghunath Das decided to make a good trick. One day he told the Chaudhary, that actually my uncle and my father and you are just like brothers. You have such an intimate relationship. Sometimes brothers will naturally argue and fight, but then tomorrow the brothers will sit together very peacefully with great love for each other. Because you are in that relationship, you are like my father. This is how I respect you and have affection for you. And you should not hurt your own son. You should be kind and compassionate to your own son. After all, you are a Muslim and you're a great saint. You know the scriptures and you're a compassionate, merciful being. He spoke with such sincerity and love that the Turkish Chaudhary started to cry and tears began to glide through his beard. And he embraced Raghunath Das and said, yes, yes, what you are saying is true. You are my own son. How much love he developed for Raghunath Das. How can I hurt you? You should go. You should be free. And as far as your father and uncle, when you happen to see them, you can give them this message, that whatever extra profits they're making, they should divide with me. Ultimately, they can do whatever they want, but give this message and arrange for me to meet with them peacefully. Raghunath Das, he arranged a meeting, and the Govardhan, Hiranya, and the Turkish Chaudhary met together, and they settled, and they were all very happy. In this way, Raghunath Das, following Lord Chaitanya's instruction, appeared to be completely attached to his worldly environment. But then he heard that Lord Nityananda Prabhu, along with his most confidential associates, were at the house of Raghava Pandit in Panihati. So he begged permission of his father. And his father knew he could not keep him away from Lord Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, so he sent him with some servants and guards. At the time, on the bank of the holy river Ganges,
Lord Nityananda Prabhu was sitting under a sacred banyan tree. He was effulgent like thousands and thousands of suns. Raghunath Das offered his obeisances from a distant place, feeling himself too much contaminated and materialistic to go close to such a great personality. One of Lord Nityananda Prabhu's servants said, "There is Raghunath Das." Nityananda Prabhu said, "Raghunath, why are you offering obeisances from such a distant place? You are a thief. Thieves keep their distance." Then Lord Nityananda Prabhu personally came and got Raghunath Das and placed his feet on Raghunath Das's head. "Because you have been captured by me as a thief, you must be punished. You are a wealthy man's son. The punishment is you should feed a big feast of chitta and dahi to all of my associates." Raghunath Das was very happy. He immediately went to the town and the village and made nice arrangements. He got big clay pots, and then bigger clay pots and small clay pots, all varieties of clay pots. 5 to 7 were really very, very big. And they put hot milk and soaked all the rice. Then they took half the rice that was soaked in the hot milk, and they soaked it in yogurt, sugar, and bananas. The other half they soaked in big pots with condensed milk, camphor, ghee, a special variety of bananas, and sugar. Lord Nityananda Prabhu was very happily sitting with so many of his very, very close associates, such as Goridas Pandit, Gadadhar Das, Sundarananda, Murari Chaitanya, Udarana Thakur, many such great personalities, Paramananda. And each of the devotees got 2 clay pots with each preparation. And soon the word spread, and so many of the people from various towns and villages wanted to come to participate in this wonderful feast conducted by Lord Nityananda Prabhu himself. And soon there were so many people. The whole raised platform was full. Then the bank of the Ganges was completely crowded and full with people. So much so that some people were standing in the Ganges. And each one had 2 clay pots. One with yogurt and sugar and bananas, soaking the chitta. And the other was chitta soaked in condensed milk, camphor, ghee, special bananas and sugar. Lord Nityananda Prabhu was so happy with this feast that in his mind he called for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately appeared in his transcendental form. But no one can see him except Lord Nityananda Prabhu and a few other very, very special confidential devotees. Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya were so happy. They went to each and every one of the clay pots. By this time, there was so many people sitting on the ground with their clay pots. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu would take 1 morsel from each and every pot of chipped rice and put it directly in the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in great happiness, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took 1 morsel from each and every clay pot and placed it in the mouth of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Such a loving reciprocation they had. Then Lord Nityananda Prabhu was sitting and Raghava Pandit arrived. Raghava Pandit has a wonderful house just living close to Lord to this tree in Panihati. And when he would cook along with his sister, Damayanti, every preparation was ecstatically sweet like nectar. In fact, it was a known fact that whenever anything was cooked in the house of Raghava Pandit, Srimati Radharani would personally appear to perform the cooking through the hands of her devotees. And she had received a benediction from Durvasa Muni that anything she prepared, Srimati Radharani, would be more sweet than nectar. In the house of Raghava Pandit, whenever they would cook, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would personally appear to eat that food. So Raghava Pandit came with all kinds of nice preparations cooked in ghee and said to Nityananda Prabhu, "You are supposed to come to my house for prasad today." Nityananda Prabhu replied that, "I am a cowherd boy, and I like taking prasad with my cowherd boy associates on the bank of the sandy river. So I will come to your house tonight." Meanwhile, it was a wonderful, wonderful feast. And after everyone was served and enjoyed to their full satisfaction, Raghunath Das Goswami's offering, then Lord Nityananda Prabhu personally offered all of the devotees a garland, sandalwood, with his own loving hands. Then he went to take rest. And Nityananda Prabhu personally gave Raghunath Das Goswami the plates or the clay pots that was directly eaten by him and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as remnants. That evening, in the house of Raghava Pandit, Nityananda Prabhu induced everyone to start dancing and chanting in kirtan. Such a beautiful kirtan. As Sri Nityananda Prabhu would dance, Lord Chaitanya, wherever he was in the world, he would always appear to watch the dancing of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. And seeing the presence of Lord Chaitanya, the two brothers danced in ecstatic love together. And everyone was dancing and chanting for many hours. After the kirtan, Raghava Pandit served delicious ambrosial prasad to Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, and all the devotees. Then Raghava Pandit worshipped each devotee by offering garlands, sandalwood, and other gifts. Then they took rest. And Raghava Pandit gave Raghunath Das the plates directly and personally eaten by Gornitai. Maha Maha Prasad. The next morning, Sri Nityananda Prabhu was sitting under that same sacred banyan tree, and Raghunath Das approached him. He clasped his feet and placed it on his head, and he began to pray. "I am the most sinful. I am the lowest, most condemned of all living entities. Who am I to approach you? I am not fit. However, you are all merciful. Like a dwarf that desires to catch the moon, I am seeking your great mercy. I am entangled in the great bondage of materialistic life. Please, no one can approach Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without your mercy. Give me the benediction, then I may renounce completely all the entanglements of materialistic life and family encumbrances. And let me seek shelter wholeheartedly in the service of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." Let this one desire of my heart be fulfilled by your causeless mercy. Lord Nityananda Prabhu was so pleased to see the determination and the humility of Sri Raghunath Das. He began to speak to the other devotees. Raghunath Das is living in opulence equal to that of Indra, the king of heaven. He has so much wealth, so much aristocracy, but yet he is not the slightest bit attached to any of it. He simply wants to serve Gauranga Mahaprabhu in the renounced order of life. Please give your blessings to Raghunath Das. All the Vaishnavas began to shower their blessings on Raghunath Das. And then Lord Nityananda Prabhu continued, "Very soon you will be released from all the bondage of your household life. You will go to Jagannath Puri and you will be one of the most intimate, confidential, personal associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In fact, he will put you under the care of his own personal secretary, Swarup Damodar Goswami, and you will be famous as one of the greatest renunciates in the service of the Lord." When Raghunath Das heard this, he became filled with happiness. And Raghunath Das went to each and every devotee and worshipped their lotus feet. And he worshipped the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu. Then he gave a large sum of wealth to Raghava Pandit and told him, "Please give this to Nityananda Prabhu after I leave." And then he made a whole account of giving particular sums of donation to each and every one of the devotees according to their requirements. Then Raghunath Das went home. His mother and father were so worried. So many times he was trying to escape. At one time the mother said to the father, "This Raghunath has gone crazy. He won't stay home. You should tie him with ropes." Govardhan Maju Madar replied, "He's already bound by the wealth of Indra. So much opulence, so much fine clothes, such beautiful living condition. His wife is more beautiful than an angel. If these things cannot keep him home, how can we expect to keep him with ropes? Our son has received the mercy of Lord Gaurchandra. And who can keep such a madman from the service of the Lord?" Raghunath Das Goswami was pretending very nicely, but still there were guards all around him day and night. And Raghunath Das was immersed in meditation. How to escape? How to achieve the lotus feet of Gauranga? One day, it was night. It was just toward the end of night. There were only 4 dandas left. At that time, the guru of the family, Yarunandan Acharya, he was having some problem. One of his disciples, who was the Brahmin priest who worshipped his deities, had left his service. Yarunandan Acharya knew that Raghunath Das was very, very expert in all dealings on all levels. So he came to the Durga Mandapa and he approached Raghunath Das and said, "Can you go to the house of this pujari and convince him to continue his service to the deity? I will go with you.
Raghunath Das said, yes, of course I will go. Because it was so late at night, all of the guards were fast asleep. Raghunath Das left. And as he was walking down the road with Yadunandanacharya, he said, actually, I can do it myself. You can go home, and I will go to the home of your disciple Pujari and convince him. Yadunandanacharya said, yes. And he went home. And Raghunath Das understood, this is the time. Perhaps he preached to the Pujari first. He immediately fled into the forest. He understood that his parents will immediately send so many guards and investigators to find him. And so he did not go the direction of Puri. First he went east, and he just traveled due east all day long, the whole next day. And when night came, there was the shed of a milkman, and he slept in that place where the cows sleep. And in the morning, the milkman understood that he had not eaten, so he gave him a little bit of milk. And then Raghunath Das went in the southern direction, but not on a main road. Rather, he went in a road through the jungles that no one will take. Meanwhile, Shivananda Sen every year was taking a whole group of Bengali Vaishnavas to Jagannath Puri to meet Lord Chaitanya. So Govardhan Madhu, Govardhan sent some messengers and guards and servants that you go to Shivananda Sen because Raghunath must be going to Puri with them. We know he must be going. And tell them, give me my son. So the messengers went to Shivananda Sen, and he said, your son is not here. I do not know where he may be. Meanwhile, Raghunath Das was traveling through the jungles and the forests. It took him 12 days to arrive in Jagannath Puri, and in that 12 days, only 3 times did he get anything to eat. Sometimes he got little milk. Sometimes he cooked something. Sometimes he chewed on some fried grains. Although often it was cold, often it was hot, so many inconveniences, he was completely immersed in the thought that soon he will see the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was full of joy. And after 12 days, he arrived in Jagannath Puri. In Kashi Mishra Bhavan, there is a room called Gambhira. That was the personal residence of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Raghunath Das went to that place. When Lord Chaitanya saw Raghunath Das, he became filled with happiness. He said to Raghunath Das that you have received the mercy of Lord Krishna. To become disentangled from the attachments of this material world is very difficult. In fact, it is impossible. It is only by the mercy of Lord Krishna that one can achieve such liberation. Raghunath Das, in great humility, with such a grateful heart, he replied, I do not know who is Krishna. I only know that your causeless mercy has saved me. In great humility, Raghunath Das offered prayers to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya replied that, material life is like a deep ditch where people go to pass stool. And he said that because your father and your uncle are friends of my grandfather and father, therefore we are related. I can say some joking words about them. That your father and uncle are like worms living in the stool of that ditch. Although they are Vaishnavas, they are not pure Vaishnavas. They have many material attachments. They give so much charity and donations to other devotees, but still they have too much material attachment. But Krishna has rescued you and brought you to here. Then Lord Chaitanya, he turned to Swarup Damodar Goswami, his most personal associate. He said that I want you to take care of Raghunath Das. I am personally placing him in your loving care. Then Lord Chaitanya took the hand of Raghunath Das and the hand of Swarup Damodar Goswami and put them together. Now he said there are three Raghus. There is Vaidya Raghunath, there is Bhatta Raghunath, and this Raghunath will be known as the Raghunath of Swarup Damodar Goswami. Lord Swarup Damodar Goswami very happily accepted the charge of Raghunath Das as his personal service to the Lord. Lord Chaitanya turned to Govinda and said, Raghunath Das is very skinny because he hasn't eaten properly in these last 12 days. And his body was dirty from traveling in the forest and his cloth was all torn. He said to Raghunath Das that you go to bathe in the sea and then you come back to Govinda after seeing Jagannath and he will give you nice prasad. So Raghunath Das went to bathe in the sea and when he came back, Govinda gave him Lord Chaitanya's own personal remnants of Mahaprasad. After this, Raghunath Das began to, after some days of eating Lord Chaitanya's remnants from the hands of Govinda, he began to sit outside the Singhadwaram, the main gate of Jagannath Temple, like a beggar. And that is how he would survive. It is explained that it is the tradition that the pujaris and the servants of Jagannath, after they leave their services, they come out, and there's usually lines of beggars in front of the Singhadwaram. And they will arrange some prasad to be given to them. Raghunath was sitting like a beggar. Lord Chaitanya was very, very happy, very pleased to see this. How humble and how simple he was dedicating his life, constantly immersed in chanting Harinam and serving the Vaishnavas. But one day, Raghunath Das spoke through Swarup Damodar Goswami to Lord Chaitanya. Raghunath Das was so humble that generally he would not speak directly to Lord Chaitanya. If he had anything to say or any question to ask, he would make it through either Swarup Damodar Goswami or Govinda, the servant of the Lord. So on one day, Swarup Damodar Goswami and Raghunath Das came before Lord Chaitanya. And Swarup Damodar Goswami said, Raghunath Das has a question. He says that he has given up all the wonderful luxuries of his family life and his worldly existence
But he does not know why. He does not know what is his duty to be performed.
What are the services of one in the renounced order of life? Lord Chaitanya turned to Raghunath Das Goswami. He said, actually, you should ask these questions to Swarup Brahmadar Goswami.
He can answer all of your questions, but since you are asking me, I will give you the reply.
Do not speak mundane topics like the people in general of this world,
Gramya Katha,
and do not hear what they say. Do not eat luxurious foods and do not dress very nicely. In your mind, you should always offer all respect to others, and you should expect no respect for yourself. In this way, you should constantly chant the holy names of Krishna, and in your mind, you should always meditate on serving Radha and Krishna in the forests of Vrindavan. These are the duties of one in the renounced order of life. Now, for all further instructions, you can get them all from Swarup Damodar Goswami. But one more instruction I must give you. Trinarapi suniche natarorapi sehishnana amanina manadena kirtaniya sadari. To be more humble than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, ready to offer all respect to others and to expect none in return. In this way one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. For those who are pursuing the true path of renunciation, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given these three verses. Gramya katana shunibe amanina manadena and trinarapi sunichena as the very basis of real renunciation. Raghunath Das was so renounced. He was so simple in his lifestyle, and he became so dear to all of the devotees. The next year, Shivananda Sen, or later that year, after the 4 months of the rainy season ended, Shivananda Sen and his group came back to Bengal. Raghunath Das's father came to meet with Shivananda Sen through messengers, and he asked, have you seen Raghunath Das? Is he in Puri, in living in the renounced order of life? And Shivananda Sen replied, of course, Raghunath Das is famous. He's living so much in the renounced order of life. He sits in front of Singhadwaram and he begs for whatever little food may come, and sometimes he doesn't get anything and he gladly fasts. He only wears torn, discarded clothes and an old quilt. He's constantly chanting the holy names of the Lord, and he is so dearly loved by all the Vaishnavas. Everyone knows Raghunath Das. He's under the care of Swarup Damodar Goswami as one of the most confidential servants of Lord Chaitanya. Shivananda Sen was glorifying him. But when Govardhan and Hiranya heard this, they became very, very broken-hearted and unhappy. What to do? There is no possible way we can bring him home now. So they decided to send lots of money and servants and cooks to help him. Shivananda Sen said, next year when I go, you can come with me. Next year when Shivananda Sen and the Vaishnavas went, they took Govardhan's assistants, his servants, and they arrived. And they came to Raghunath Das and offered him large sum of money There was two Brahmins, there was also a servant, and there was two servants and one Brahmin who was a cook. Raghunath Das told him, "You just stay here in Puri, but I don't want any of this." Then after some time, he decided he will use the money to cook a feast for Lord Chaitanya and his associates twice per month. So twice every month, Lord Chaitanya and his associates would come to the residence of Raghunath Das, and there would be a wonderful, wonderful feast. Meanwhile, Raghunath Das just stayed near the Singhadwaram begging. This went on for 2 years. Then 2 months went by, and Lord Chaitanya was not being invited. He asked Swarup Damodar Goswami, "Why Raghunath Das is not inviting me for prasad?" Swarup Damodar Goswami replied, "He is thinking like this, that I am accepting this money from materialistic people, and I'm inviting Lord Chaitanya only for my own prestige. But Lord Chaitanya is not happy to take this food. He's only taking it to make me happy because I am inviting him." Lord Chaitanya said, "Yes, this is very good. I am very pleased. One should not take money from materialistic persons for one's own purposes." Lord Chaitanya saw that he was increasing his spirit of renunciation. After some time, Lord Chaitanya asked his servant, "Why I do not see Raghunath Das any more sitting in front of Singhadwaram to beg?" Because he was thinking that now I am sitting here, and everybody who comes out of the temple, I am evaluating them. How much will he give me? He gave me something yesterday. Why he's not giving me anything today? And he's calculating people according to his own needs. Therefore, at this time, Raghunath Das is begging at the free prasadam booths. Another stage of renunciation. Lord Chaitanya was so pleased with Raghunath Das. How he was so humble and so dear to all the Vaishnavas. How he would not waste a second, but he was constantly immersed in hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord and serving the Lord. It is described by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami that once a sannyasi, I think his name was Shankarananda or something. Shankarananda. He came from Vrindavan, and he personally gave Lord Chaitanya a stone from Govardhan Hill and gave him a beautiful gunjamala. Lord Chaitanya accepted these gifts with such gratitude and love. He would wear that Govardhan Shila around his neck. Lord Chaitanya, in the spirit of the love of Srimati Radharani, would see that Govardhan Shila as the very body of Lord Krishna. And sometimes in the ecstasy of love, Lord Chaitanya would place the Shila on his forehead. Sometimes he would personally smell it with his nose. Sometimes he would push it to his eyes. At all times, that Govardhan Shila was moistened by the tears of the love of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And sometimes when Lord Chaitanya was in great ecstasy, he would put on that gunjamala and worship it. Lord Chaitanya kept that Shila personally for 2 years and worshipped the Gunjamala and the Shila with unlimited love and devotion. Because Raghunath Das was so dear to Lord Chaitanya, the most precious things he had, he wanted to give to him. He told Raghunath Das, "Today I will give you this Govardhan Shila, which is none different than the body of Krishna and the Gunjamala of Vrindavan." Lord Chaitanya told him, "To this Shila you should worship every day by bathing with water and then offering 8 tulsi leaves, each with 1 manjari or flower on each side. And by doing this, you will very soon achieve the ultimate pleasure of Krishna's mercy." Shri Giriraj Maharaj ki
jai.
Lord Chaitanya, so happy, gave him. And Raghunath Das Goswami worshipped just according to Lord Chaitanya's instructions. In fact, Raghunath Das Goswami was thinking within his heart that by giving me this Govardhan Shila, Lord Chaitanya has given me a permanent place at Govardhan Hill. And by giving me the Kunjamala, he has given me shelter at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Raghunath Das Goswami worshipped with so much love and devotion. After some time, Swarup Damodar Goswami personally arranged, sponsored very opulent sweetmeats for Raghunath Das to offer his Govardhan Shila. Meanwhile, Raghunath Das Goswami continued to increase the nectar of renunciation in his life. Maharaj, after some time, Lord Chaitanya noticed he wasn't even going to the free food booths to eat. Where is he eating now? After the food by the shopkeepers, which is Mahaprasad of Lord Jagannath, is sold, sometimes there's something that remains. And as time goes on, that food becomes rotten and decomposed. It can no longer be sold or eaten by human beings. The food that is not sold and getting old was put in a pile, and the Tailinga cows would come to eat it. But some of the prasad was so rotten, the smell was so decomposed and unpalatable that even the cows could not eat it. Or if they did, they would spit it out. And at the end of the day, that was all that was left in that pile. At night, when no one would see him, Raghunath Das would carefully go there and he would pick up the old, decomposed, rotten pieces of Jagannath's rice that the cows rejected. He would take it home with him. He would carefully wash them and take the inner part of it and add salt. And that is all he would eat. One day, Swarup Damodar Goswami saw him eating this. And he said, "What kind of nectar are you eating, Raghunath Das?" And he forcibly took some of it. And he became so pleased. He said, "Such nectar I have never tasted." Then Swarup Damodar Goswami reported the renunciation of Raghunath Das Goswami to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came just at the time when Raghunath Das Goswami was about to take his prasad. When Lord Chaitanya came in, Raghunath hid it, so Lord Chaitanya would not see it. Some people perform renunciation for fame and glory. But Raghunath Das did not want people to see how renounced he was. He hid it from anyone's view. Only the Lord in his heart could see what kind of renunciation he was really performing. Lord Chaitanya said, "Oh, Raghunath Das, I heard you are eating very palatable prasad. Please give me some." Then Lord Chaitanya, knowing exactly where the prasad was behind Raghunath's back, he grabbed it. And he ate. Swarup Damodar Goswami stopped that you should not take any more. Lord Chaitanya was filled with bliss. "I have tasted so many preparations of Jagannath's Mahaprasad, so many sabjis and so many sweetmeats and so many grains, but never have I ever experienced such nectarine prasad as what Raghunath Das Goswami is eating each day." Mahaprabhu Bhakti Ganer Vairagya Pradhan. Renunciation is the basic principle which sustains the lives of the associates of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Seeing that renunciation, Lord Gaurchandra is extremely pleased. In this way, Raghunath Das Goswami lived in Jagannath Puri as the personal associate of Lord Chaitanya for 16 years. How he lived, no one can possibly imitate. He was the life and soul of all of the Vaishnavas. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared from his earthly pastimes in this world, soon after, Swarup Damodar Goswami also left this world in the pangs of separation. Raghunath Das Goswami was feeling that there was no reason to live. His two lords had left him. He decided to see the holy land of Vrindavan and to jump from the highest peak of Govardhan Hill and commit suicide. With this determination in his heart, he walked to Vrindavan. There he met with Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Sanatan Goswami. Upon seeing them, he felt a revival in his heart. That I was dying, I was withering up in separation of Lord Chaitanya and Swarup Damodar Goswami. But now I see in the form of Rupa and Sanatan, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is present. He is living in this world. The same mercy, the same teaching, the same spirit of compassion of Lord Chaitanya is residing always in the lives of Rupa and Sanatan. When Rupa and Sanatan Goswami heard Raghunath Das Goswami's desire to commit suicide, they said, "No, you be one of our brothers. You be our third brother and live with us here in Vrindavan. And always tell us the glorious pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." Raghunath Das Goswami was given residence on the banks of the holiest of all holy places, Sri Radha Kund. There he was constantly immersed in the ecstasy of love and devotion to Lord Gauranga and Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. All of the Brijabasis from all directions, they all worshipped and loved Raghunath Das Goswami. He was the very embodiment of complete dedication in the spirit of Vairagya. Raghunath Das Goswami would bow down to the Supreme Personality of Godhead minimum 1,000 times every day. He would chant the holy names of the Lord minimum 100,000 times every day. 200,000 times in other places, it is said. He would bow down to Vaishnavas minimum 2,000 times every day. He was constantly chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. 22.5 hours a day he would be immersed in kirtan and meditating on the Lord. 3 hours every day amongst the devotees he would narrate the beautiful pastimes of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As he witnessed them and heard them from his beloved Swarup Damodar Goswami. One of the persons who would daily attend the 3-hour class of Raghunath Das Goswami about Lord Chaitanya's pastimes and teachings was Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. It was on the basis of what he heard from Raghunath Das Goswami that he was empowered to write the most important of all scriptures for Gaudiya Vaishnavas, the very postgraduate study of Srimad Bhagavatam, the most venerable of all of our literatures, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. After each chapter, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami surrenders his life by taking the dust from the feet of Sri Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami, giving all mercy and credit to them for the great literature that he had composed. Raghunath Das Goswami, the example of his life as he was living at Sri Radha Kund, is the very, very pinnacle of what all renunciates must strive to follow. He would just sit and chant all day long. One day Sanatan Goswami was coming to meet him. This story is in Bhakti Ratnakar by Narahari Chakravarti. And as Lord Sanatan was approaching, he saw there was tigers drinking water from Radha Kund just beside Raghunath Das, who was sitting there completely absorbed with his eyes closed, loudly chanting the holy name. Sanatana Goswami saw Shamsundar appear personally with a stick in his hand, guarding Raghunath Das Goswami in order to protect him from the tigers. On another occasion, it is explained, Sanatana Goswami came, and it was the summertime. It was at noon. The sun was blazing like fire. And Sanatana Goswami saw the beloved, most worshipable Vrindavaneshwari, Sri Radharani, standing over Raghunath Das Goswami and giving him shade with her own sari. And as he was in the coolness of the shade of Sri Radharani's causeless mercy, she was standing in the sun perspiring profusely. Sanatana Goswami approached Raghunath Das Goswami. that we are supposed to be rendering service to Radha and Krishna. The purpose of our bhajan is giving seva to Radha and Krishna, giving pleasure. We should not expect Radha and Krishna to serve us. But because of the nature of your bhajan, they are coming from their own leela just to protect you, to serve you. This is not the spirit of Gauranga Mahaprabhu's teachings. So, on Sanatana Goswami's request, a small kutir was built, and Raghunath Das would perform his sacred bhajan in that bhajan kutir. That was the beginning of bhajan kutir systems of Vrindavan. There he could completely immerse himself in giving pleasure and service to Radha and Krishna through his bhajan without them having to come and serve him. Selfless. Ahoitaki apratihata. Unmotivated, uninterrupted service. Raghunath Das Goswami's following of his regulative principles were like lines in stone. Under no circumstance could they ever possibly be erased or changed. Raghunath Das Goswami, he saw Sri Radha Kund to be the sacred bathing place of Srimati Radharani, the favorite place for Radha Shyam Sundar to perform their most intimate confidential pastimes. He saw that the water of Sri Radha Kund was filled with none other than the ambrosial nectar of Sri Radharani's love for Shyam Sundar. Therefore, he would never wash in Radha Kund, utensils or anything like that. He would take his bath in Sri Radha Kund 3 times every day. But he saw that sometimes people were washing utensils and everything like that. So he felt very bad. He decided there should be another source of water for this purpose. So they began to dig a well. And as they were digging, they hit a piece of stone. And that stone profusely began to bleed. When this information was given to Raghunath Das, he told him, stop this digging of wells. That night, on the banks of Sri Radha Kund, as Raghunath Das Goswami was resting, Krishna appeared to him in a dream and told him that Govardhan Hill is my body, and each of the limbs of my body are various parts of Govardhan Hill. That stone that you cut and began to bleed is the tongue of Govardhan. Now take that stone out and install it. Make a small temple for my devotees to come and worship. Raghunath Das Goswami personally had arranged that stone to be taken out of the ground and installed into a little temple. Today the tongue of Govardhan is still worshipped by so many fortunate Vaishnavas who visit Sri Radha Kund. Raghunath Das Goswami was thinking that perhaps Radha Kund should be excavated, because at that time it was just like a pond of water in the middle of a paddy field. You know how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went to Vrindavan, he was so eager to find Radha Kund. In Padma Purana and other great scriptures it is described, it is the pinnacle, the ultimate culmination of all holy places. Lord Chaitanya, but no one in Vrindavan understood where is Radha Kund and Shyama Kund. But Lord Chaitanya, who is Sri Krishna and Sri Radharani in one form, when he was doing his Govardhan Parikrama, he came to a place and saw two little tiny ponds of water and understood this is the sacred Radha Kund and Shama Kund. Raghunath Das Goswami was thinking, perhaps it should be excavated. But then in his mind he also thought, but why should I go and try to collect money and get involved in all those types of activities? Lord Chaitanya would want me just here doing bhajan. But Lord Chaitanya is in the heart of his devotee. He understood Raghunath Das's desire to perform this service. One very wealthy man went on a pilgrimage to the high peaks of the Himalayas, to that holy place, Badrik Ashram. He brought lots of money. He wanted to build and renovate the temple of Badrinath. But he had a dream while he was there. The deity of Badri Vishal, Lord Narayan, appeared to him in the dream and said, you go to Vrindavan. There you find Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. And you give him all your money and help him to renovate Shamakund and Radhakund. So this wealthy man came down and went to Vrindavan and told Raghunath Das Goswami the story and the message he was bringing. Raghunath Das was very happy. So they renovated and excavated Sri Radha Kund. And as they were excavating Sri Shama Kund, Maharaj Yudhisthir appeared to Raghunath Das Goswami in a dream and told him that myself and my four brothers are living in the form of trees on the banks of Shama Kund, always meditating on the wonderful pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Please do not cut us down and disturb our meditation. Raghunath Das Goswami, he had engineered the excavation with respect to the five Pandavas. Thus, Shamakund is not square like Radhakund, but it is oblong shaped in various places. One time, Raghunath Das Goswami, he was so austere. Srila Prabhupada has told us that he would just take a little buttermilk every day, sometimes every few days. And as he would be going to take that buttermilk, he would be ashamed of himself. That if one has love and devotion to Lord Krishna, that love is so satisfying that one is not concerned with maintaining this physical body. He considered himself a sense enjoyer when he would take a little tiny bit of butter or buttermilk every few days. This was the standard of his renunciation. Srila Prabhupada explained he became very, very skinny. So thin. He would just wear the torn, discarded clothes that were just thrown in the streets as garbage. And then it was just a kopan and a little chadar. And a patched, torn quilt, perhaps, in the winter. But one day, what is that story? Raghunath Das Goswami had terrible pains in his stomach from indigestion. So devotees didn't know what to do. He was really inconvenienced. So they brought a Kaviraj, an Ayurvedic doctor. And that doctor examined Raghunath Das Goswami and told the devotees he has overeaten. He has eaten sweet rice, milk, and rice and sugar cooked together, and he ate too much. So the devotees were thinking, what is this nonsense? He never eats sweet rice. How can Raghunath Das Goswami overeat? They thought the doctor was in illusion or he was blasphemous or something. But actually Raghunath Das revealed that in his internal transcendental loving meditation on Radha and Krishna, Sri Radharani gave him her own remnants of sweet rice, and in his transcendental meditation he ate it, and that is what gave him the indigestion. So he was given some medicine and then he recovered nicely. Hare Krishna. Raghunath Das Goswami remained at Radhakund and lived a very long life. When Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami left this planet, Sri Jiva Goswami was made the prominent leader of the Vaishnavas. But how Jiva Goswami would always be so much happy to go to Radhakund to worship Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. When Srinivas Acharya, Narottam Das Thakur, and Shyamananda Goswami came to Vrindavan, they would oftentimes go to Radhakund just to surrender their lives in great humility and devotion before Raghunath Das Goswami, who would embrace them with such love and literally bathe them with the tears of his affection. He's the embodiment of mercy. At one time, Janava Devi, the eternal consort of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, came with her entourage to Vrindavan. She went to visit Sri Jiva Goswami and others, and they told her the condition of Raghunath Das Goswami. It was pitiable what type of love and separation he was ecstatically suffering. He was not even eating or sleeping. He was just crying in the ecstasy of love for Sri Radha and Krishna, weeping in separation from Rupa Sanatan, Swarup Damodar, and Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Janava Devi traveled to Radhakund just for the purpose of meeting Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, especially. It is explained, even though Janava Devi saw the beautiful, beautiful Radhakund and Shyamakund, the ultimate holy places worshipped by all Gaudiya Vaishnavas, still she found even more happiness seeing the darshan of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami was just sitting in great separation, weeping and crying while chanting the holy names. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami came to Raghunath Das and said, Janava Devi has come. When Raghunath Das heard, Janava Devi has come all the way from Kardaha in Bengal, he became so ecstatic. He got up and very as quickly as he possibly could, he began to approach Janava Devi. And when she saw him, she began to weep in ecstatic love, and as he saw her, this pure transcendental exchange was something wonderful. Raghunath Das fell at the feet of Janava Devi and worshipped her. And in this way, Janava Devi tried to somehow pacify him and give him happiness from his separation. On one occasion, previous to this, Rupa Goswami wrote the book Lalita Madhava and gave the manuscript to Raghunath Das to read. When Raghunath Das Goswami read the stories of the separation between Sri Radharani and the gopis from Lord Krishna, he became so immersed in that separation in his own heart that he was beside himself, like a madman, simply weeping and crying constantly. He would just cry and cry, holding the book Lalita Madhava to his chest. And the associates of Sri Radha Kund could do nothing to pacify him. They informed Srila Rupa Goswami in Vrindavan, who immediately wrote another book, Danakeli Komudi, which describes the wonderful, wonderful, loving reunion of Radha and Krishna. Srila Rupa Goswami came to Radha Kund and gave this book to Raghunath Das Goswami. Said, as far as Lalita Madhava, some corrections have to be made, so give it back. When Raghunath Das Goswami read the ecstatic verses of Srila Rupa Goswami's love, describing Sambhog, the meeting of Radha and Krishna, all of his anxieties disappeared. He became filled with joy. Raghunath Das Goswami is declared by the Acharyas to be the Prayojana Guru for our Sampradaya. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us that there are three subject matters in the Vedas. Sambandha, to establish our relationship with Krishna as his eternal servant. Srila Sanatan Goswami, through his writings, established Sambandha Jnana. Therefore, he is worshipped as our Sambandha Acharya. The next subject is Abhidheya, to act in accordance with our eternal relationship with Krishna by engaging in the path of pure bhakti. As Madan Mohan is the Sambandha Murti, Govinda is the Abhideya Murti. And Srila Rupa Goswami, through his writings, he has explained so nicely how to engage in the service of Radha and Krishna to achieve the ultimate perfection of life. The third subject is Prayojana Jnana. That means the ultimate goal of pure unmotivated love for Krishna and Sri Radharani as the servant of the servant of their servants. In the mood of the gopis, the residents of Vrindavan, to love Krishna in ecstatic prema. That is Prayojana. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, through his writings and his living example, is the Prayojana Acharya worshipped by all of us. He wrote a beautiful verse describing the very essence of Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta, to be the servant of the servant of the servant of Srimati Radharani, the dearmost beloved of Lord Krishna. In this, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is praying to Srimati Radharani. In separation, begging her to award him the ultimate benediction of her service. He is praying that through all my life I have waited for your mercy, and I am growing impatient, old and tired
I cannot wait any longer. Without your love, Sri Radharani, without your mercy, I will give up my life. I cannot tolerate the separation anymore. Without your mercy, I do not even care to live in Vrindavan. Even Vrindavan has no appeal or charm to me. Without connection to your loving service, I do not even care for Krishna, the all-attractive Supreme Lord. I have no desire even for Krishna without service to you. In this prayer of separation, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami revealed the perfection of Prayojana. As Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught, that the supreme of all devotees is gopis, and service in separation to Lord Krishna through the mercy and grace of Sri Radharani is the ultimate perfection of our life. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami did not want Vrindavan or even Krishna. He just wanted to please the associates of Srimati Radharani and assist them in their service to Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.